So today is Christ the King Sunday. It's a new feast in the church. And let me be clear when I say new. When we talk about Easter or Christmas or Pentecost or some of those feast days, we've had those for 1,800 to 2,000 years. Christians have been celebrating those days. Even some of the other feast days, depending on the saints, most of them are pretty far back, 1,500 years, 1,200 years. The feast of Christ the King was started in the Roman Catholic Church in 1925. So we aren't even 100 years into celebrating Christ the King, and for that matter, the Episcopal Church did not choose to embrace it until the mid-60s. So we've been celebrating it about 50 or 60 years, give or take. It's not an old holiday. In fact, it's a pretty new one. And it talks about Jesus as king, which is not one of those things most Americans can really relate to. We haven't had a king in a good 200 plus years. So why on earth do we celebrate Christ the King? Now, part of it is we are getting ready to start Advent. This is the end of the liturgical year, the last thing that we do. And we're getting ready to start Advent next Sunday, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. And Advent, of course, is that time when we are supposed to begin to shed all of the extra things. The idea is a little Lent, and we're supposed to be fasting and practicing self-denial and generally stripping away all the extras in life. Definitely not what Amazon is looking for us to do this holiday season. And yet we're still called to do it. In a way, it's sort of funny. I mean, the church does this a lot, I feel. We complain that no one pays attention to Jesus or to God or to the church. And then when they finally do pay attention to the church, we sort of say, bah humbug, you aren't doing it right. You're supposed to be denying instead of having big parties and festivals. Let me be clear before we get too far down the road. I've already set up my Christmas tree. This is not the self-denial sermon today. I love celebrating Christmas. I love this time of year. I love Advent. I love the whole process. In fact, I see it as very much a way, now that the church and the world do seem to be on the same page, or at least paying attention to each other, it's a great way to talk about our 2,000 years of tradition and why we do what we do. Yes, we can practice a little bit of penitence, and we can also figure out a way to celebrate God drawing near. But that's Advent, that's Christmas. That doesn't necessarily explain why we have Christ the King Sunday. Why do we celebrate Christ the King? I think part of it can come a little bit, at least, comes from an article I read this past Friday in the New York Times called How Loneliness is Tearing America Apart. It's a nice op-ed by Brooks talking about the things that are going on in our culture today. And the statistics are pretty terrifying, actually. 50%, fully 50% of Americans believe that they are being left behind in one way, shape, or form. 13% of Americans feel like no one knows them. It's pretty staggering. 13% of the people in our country feel no one knows them. That's before we even get into the statistics that 45,000 Americans will commit suicide. Another 70,000 will die from opioid overdoses. We aren't connecting, which is ironic in this era of social media that we think we're connecting, but we are somehow becoming more and more lonely. Now, in that article, Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska, says this is part of why our culture and why especially our politics have gotten so nasty. We're living in echo chambers. We're lonely, and we just want to hear what we want to hear, and we don't get out and engage other people enough. His great answer is that we should invest more in our communities, not monetarily, but we should just go out and be the neighbor we want others to be to us. We should care for the people around us. I think old Sasse is on a good line. It's not wrong. But he certainly sees it as a lack of commitment to home. He calls it a certain homelessness. All that is certainly true. I think it could also be said a different way. About three, four years ago, my boys were in a phase of life where they liked to make maps. Maps of all shapes and sizes, maps of all forms, and not necessarily maps where you could actually find things, much more just the fun maps that you create when you're a young person. At the time, they were 6 and 4, and my job effectively was to play along with the maps, but also then to write, to do that hard spelling kind of thing that needed to be done for these maps, and so that was always my job. And on one such occasion, Abe, the younger of my two sons, who suddenly just looked up and was paying attention, Abe said to me, "All right, I want you to write this down. We're first going to cross the gumdrops of doom. We will then cross the bridge of allergies and then enter the couch dimension." To which I could only really say, you know, we used to just play lava and jump from couch to couch and stay off the floor, but we can do this version. And he said, "I am saying this slowly and in a deep voice, which means it is serious." I said, "Okay, we're serious. Where are we going then?" And he said, "I don't know. It's just more fun to go with someone than to go and play alone." And he's nodding, he agrees. Still a good idea? Yeah. He's ahead of Senator Sass. That's really a whole solution to our loneliness, is just playing with someone else in this process. Not necessarily having an exact idea of where we're going, it's just realizing that we should go with someone else, talk to someone else, engage someone else in the world. Why do we celebrate Christ the King Sunday? So that we know where we're going. The whole process, the whole thing that we get lost in our culture, that I agree with Sass that we are lonely, and I agree that we need to get to know each other much more, but it's also, I think, we don't know where we're going all the time anymore. We don't have a destination in mind. We're just sort of wandering and then not sure that we didn't get there. We celebrate Christ the King Sunday because it's a reminder that we are headed to God, that we have a direction in our lives, and we believe even for our world, we have a direction that it is eventually all things will be set right when God is king and the peaceable kingdom comes. A kingdom where there is no war and where there is love and care and acceptance. We celebrate it so that when we enter Advent, we know what we're looking for, what we're headed towards. Here's the thing that's really amazing. On Advent, we love to talk about it. People tend to simplify it and say we are looking ahead purely to that manger scene with Jesus as a baby. But the reality is we have three things that we're doing, three ideas going on at once. The first is, and this comes from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Bernard famously said that we are three reasons for Advent. The first is to find the Christ child in the manger, to prepare ourselves for that moment again. The second is the idea that Christ will come again as our King. Christ will come and set things right. And in that second coming, all shall be made well. But even more important is the third coming of Christ, the reality that Christ is always next to us on the road, walking with us in the breaking of the bread, and as we get to know our neighbors and friends. In other words, it is not simply one step that's going on when we talk about Christ the King. It is all three steps. It is this idea that God is with us. It is God to whom we are going, and God who has always been near us from the start. We celebrate Christ the King Sunday so that we know all of these truths at once, so that we can engage God and the divine, so that we can know where we're going and who we're going with. It is one of the easiest and greatest cures to loneliness, to know that we are not alone, that God is walking with us, and it's to God that we ultimately belong. If we can start to understand that, then we actually will be getting into the season of Advent. We'll start to understand what we're preparing for. And hopefully, we'll then know why we celebrate Christ as our King. Because it is in Christ that all shall be made well. Amen.